Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary. I'm reflecting on Jesus' presentation in the temple. So here we are, 41 days after the hype of Christmas, and we're about to begin another year at kinder or school. We're a group of lovely, ordinary people, with lots of wonderful and ordinary children among us, and we're gathered tonight to worship God and receive a blessing, just as Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, another lovely ordinary family, went to the temple 40 days after Jesus' birth to worship God and receive a blessing. What happened next? An old man, Simeon, glanced at this ordinary young couple's ordinary-looking baby and saw in him God's liberation for the whole world. And an old woman, Anna, praised God and told everyone who was hoping for freedom all about Jesus. And then everyone went home, and Jesus continued in his ordinary life, growing big and strong, growing in wisdom, and filled with God's grace. We have here a picture of both ends of life. At one end, we see a young baby, Jesus, who's begun to participate in the rites and rituals of his religious tradition. Circumcision at 8 days, and for the firstborn son, presentation at the temple at 40 days. It tells us that he's been born into a faithful home, to parents who are raising him in the ways of faith. At the other end of life, we see the elderly Simeon and Anna. Both have been actively practicing their faith for decades. Simeon is righteous and devout, and this means that he spent years praying and studying the scriptures and living accordingly. The Holy Spirit is upon him, and he recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, and he speaks prophetic words over him. Anna has lived at the temple for many years and participated in the daily prayers and devotions, and this has sharpened her sight. She sees the hope and freedom embodied in this child. Both Simeon and Anna have been practicing their faith for many, many years, and this regular practice has opened their eyes to what is going on beneath the surface of life. Their story suggests that while faith is a gift, seeing with the eyes of faith and perceiving God's activity in the world is something that takes practice. And that practice includes praying regularly and reading the Bible regularly and gathering regularly with other faithful people to worship God and bless God and one another. So here we are, another group of people, ordinary people, who are committed to the practices of faith. We have gathered together as we so often do, to pray and listen to the scriptures and worship God and bless God and one another. Simply by doing so, we are training our young people in some of the practices of our faith, practices which we hope will last them a lifetime and give them clear sight into God's activity in the world and God's hope for all creation. At home, we engage in other practices. Prayer and Bible reading, yes, I hope, but also economic choices, relational choices, and decisions about how we approach study, work, and play. And our kindergartens and our schools provide a wonderful training ground for our young people to practice their faith as they explore their creativity, learn all about God's world, think about justice, befriend people who are very different to them, and try to love their enemies and forgive those who wrong them in the classroom, on the sports field, and in the playground. So let us pray that school and home and church together can help our young people grow in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and with people. And let us hope that each young person will gradually develop clear sight into God's activity and God's hope for the world. To assist them on their journey and to remind the grown-ups of their role, in a moment we'll bless our children and our young people for the school year. But first, we will stand and sing, and I'll invite all young children and all young people to go and stand with an adult, mum, dad, or someone else, so that they can help to bless you. And that is what we did. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you another time.